Juan Dills is picking through the muddy rubble of his home. He escaped the storm with his life. He's seen all this before, the downed trees, the collapsed houses, the upside-down cars.
We're from Oklahoma. We'll come through. It's normal for weather to be like this. You know, we're all going to stick together and everything will work out. Everything is going to work out.
The tornado that carved a path of destruction through Moore took 24 lives. Its winds were clocked at 400 kilometers per hour. With only 15 minutes warning, residents fled town or took refuge in the sturdiest corner of their homes or other buildings. The luckiest were able to climb into underground shelters or move to steel and concrete modules in their buildings called safe rooms. In Moore and other nearby towns, those rooms saved lives. But at two schools destroyed by Monday's tornado, no such shelter was available. Leslie Chapman Henderson is CEO of a nonprofit group called the Federal Alliance for Safe Homes. She's an advocate for tornado safe rooms.
The safe room is an interior room of the home that's been reinforced, tested, and certified to withstand high wind and debris impacts of the type that we've just seen happen in Moore, Oklahoma. In fact, we've already heard of families and stories of survival for people who were in safe rooms, either above ground or below ground.
A safe room can be retrofitted into a closet, bathroom, laundry room, or garage, or set below ground. Moore resident Sky Strohall watched the tornado's funnel-shaped cloud approaching and ran with a friend to a neighbor's underground shelter with minutes to spare.
And it was just getting a little too scary for me, so I followed him back there and into that backyard, and we tried to open that cellar, and it was locked by a chain, and then they'd let us in. And then shortly after that, it was on top of us.
Better storm forecasts give people like Strohall more time to react, but they need some place safe to go. Buildings can be built to resist strong winds, but not like those in the F5 tornado that touched down in Moore. Home safety advocate Chapman Henderson says even the building codes that do exist are not widely adopted or enforced.
There are places at the EF0, 1, and 2 level where a building code can make a difference, but what we really need here is a combination of both the code and the safe room.
Most of the ruined structures in Moore had neither. Only 1 in 10 homes in town have tornado-safe rooms. Moore is located in a central U.S. region called Tornado Alley, where storms are frequent. This is the fourth severe tornado in 14 years, the second with winds of 400 kilometers per hour to cut similar swaths through town. But Chapman Henderson says memories fade. Neither of the two elementary schools demolished this week had safe rooms, which she says could have saved the 7 children who died at one of the schools.
I think we need to focus on our schools, and we need to set a minimum standard of always having a shelter and safe room option for students. What we've learned here tragically is that's the most important investment that we can make.
As the residents prepare to rebuild, Moore's mayor is pushing for an ordinance to make safe rooms mandatory in all new construction. Similar proposals were made following each of the previous tornado strikes, but none were adopted. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.